Office Wife. The story of the girl who married her boss and of the girl who took over. Here is Jeff Pilgrim to commence another chapter of Office Wife.
Now I've had time to cool down, I can see I was a thundering fool last night. I lost my block completely. Finding out that Stella had Angela Tennant's diary all that time was bad enough. But when Marcia admitted she'd promised to let Palmer go as free as air, just to get an edge on Stella, well, that was the last straw. There I was with a diary in my hands, and that meant Palmer as well, and I threw the thing at Angela Tennant and told her to get out. I don't know. Maybe it was all for the best. Shoving Palmer into Quad wouldn't have put matters back where they were 2 years ago. So, from now on, I'm concentrating on my job. Letting both Marcia and Stella go hang. She's still working here at Bendigo's, of course.
Morning, Jeff.
Morning. What time's my appointment with Mr. Peel at tennis?
11 o'clock.
Thanks, that's all.
What about the letters?
Can't you handle them by yourself after all this time? You are a thoroughly trained and experienced personal secretary, aren't you?
Yes, but I thought...
Since when have you and I needed a conference to decide which letters go in which basket?
I'm sorry. Oh, look, Jeff, we'll never get anywhere like this. About the other night in my flat.
Yeah?
It shouldn't have made all this difference to you. You're acting as though I'd handed you over to the executioner or something.
I'm acting as I should always have acted.
Yes, but hang it all, Jeff, I'm not an utter stranger to you.
If I'd kept you a stranger to me, I'd be a devil of a lot better off. That's where I went wrong. I let you turn into an office wife. I'm not making the same mistake again.
How can you talk to me like this? I'm me. I'm Stella Bunsen. I'm the person who kept you out of jail.
And you see that I don't forget it.
You shouldn't have to be reminded. I wasn't letting you down over that infernal diary.
Palmer's in the clear, isn't he?
But it's not my fault. I was going to give it to you in time, and you know it. And I'm not going to be treated like this. I stuck to you from first to last, and I don't deserve this sort of treatment.
You listen to me, Stella. All you ever did was for yourself, not me.
That's rotten of you.
If it had been Palmer you were off instead of me, you'd have done the opposite. So will you stop prating about how much I owe you?
No, I won't. I know why you're so hot under the collar.
All right, why?
Because you think the two women you've had anything to do with have been running rings around you all the time, and you feel a fool.
How right you are.
Well, I give you credit for a lot more sense, Jeff. I've always been on your side against everyone, and I always will be. So will you stop behaving as though I was Typhoid Mary?
Stella.
What?
What are you paid for here?
Oh, don't ask me silly questions. I'm paid to do my job as your secretary.
Well, in future, what about confining yourself to it? From now on, I expect no personalities from you of any sort, understand?
Perfectly, thanks.
And any time you feel the job's getting you down, under those terms, you know what to do, don't you?
What?
Benny Poole would be glad to have you back. That's all, Miss Bronson. I'll buzz if I need you. For anything.
It's no use, Angela. I gave Palmer my word he wouldn't be charged. And anyway, I have nothing to charge him with now that you have your diary.
I don't expect you to swear the warrant for him, you little fool. All you have to do is to back me up when I charge him with trying to kill me.
How on earth can I?
Oh, I loathe going over and over the same ground, but it seems I have to. Anyone, you, Jeff Bronson, anyone, could have given my diary to the police and left the rest to them. Anyone that is but me. Do I have to tell you why?
No.
But what's the use of me having Palmer charged with attempted murder unless you're prepared to get up and say what was behind it all?
I don't want any part of your schemes, Angela. Through my own fault, I've made an utter mess of things, not only for myself, but Jeff, too.
Well, have a little sense and clean the mess up, why don't you?
No. Helping you put Palmer behind bars won't mend matters. And the very thought of having the whole affair pored over and discussed and written up in the papers makes me sick. I can't bear the sight of you, and I can't bear the thought of Harry Palmer. So keep away from me, Angela. I don't want any part of you.
Master, did anyone ever tell you anything about the way your Uncle Tressida died?
I can't believe Palmer had anything to do with it. Even Palmer's not that awful.
This is my really big stick, Master, and I've kept it till last. I can prove Palmer let your uncle almost die before he called the doctor.
Oh, no. No, Angela, it couldn't be true. You're rotten enough to make anything up.
I said I could prove it. If I show you, definitely, will you help me get even with Palmer?
If you can do that, Angela...
All right, then. I'll get in touch with Dr. McIndoe. That was the man, remember?
Yes, yes, I remember.
And after we've both been over it, I'll expect you to rally around. But let's be clear on one thing.
What?
My diary. Palmer's going to scream that I blackmailed him. And it's all in the diary. You're going to keep quiet about that, I hope.
Angela, if what you say is true about Palmer, I'll keep quiet about anything. Just get hold of that doctor for me. That's all.
Ask Mr. Pilgrim to come in, will you please? Pilgrim. Yes, that's right. That's the chap who was mixed up in... Ah, my dear Pilgrim, delighted to see you. Come along. Sit down. By George, we haven't seen you for I don't know how long. Yes.
How are you, Mr. Peel?
Getting on. But aren't we all? Then, what can I do for you?
Well, I suppose you know, sir, I've taken over the running of Tressida Bendigo and Company.
Oh, yes, of course. Someone told me only the other day. Congratulations, my dear fellow. Yes. Who was it now? DeWitt Robertson... Yes, it might have been Robertson.
Things are moving so briskly in the Bendigo building. I decided it was high time we approached Honey's Limited again. We should never have lost your account, you know, sir. There, Choda.
Yes, of course. Yes, well, that chap Palmer didn't seem to have much idea of things, and I decided that with poor old Tressida dead and buried, it might be the wisest course to take our affairs out of Bendigo and Company's hands.
I'll come to the point, Mr. Pugh. I'm here to get your account back again.
I thought something of the sort might be in the wind. Personally, my dear Pilgrim, there's nothing I'd like more.
Oh, well, why not? In our particular field, there's no one in town to touch us. You know that. Why don't we put our heads together and draw up a new contract?
Well, I don't know. I have my board to answer to.
They won't raise any objections, will they?
I'm not so sure. You see, how long ago was it? A bit over a year. We were all flabbergasted to see you standing up there in the dock. You don't mind me bringing this up, do you?
Not at all, sir, if it has any bearing.
I'm afraid where my fellow directors are concerned, it'll have a lot of bearing. And what I've heard over and over again is, why wasn't the affair of that fraud ever properly cleared up?
If you don't mind my saying so, Mr. Pugh, I'm getting just a little tired of people saying much the same thing.
Well, can you blame them?
The matter was officially closed. I'm Bendigo's general manager. That should speak for itself.
Oh, my dear fellow, don't misunderstand me. It does. Oh, dear me, there's nothing personal about it. But you have to admit, it does look odd.
What does?
Well, you know what it's like. People talk. You were arrested for fraud and acquitted, and then this chap Palmer ran the show, and then Palmer abruptly dropped out of sight. Your wife institutes divorce proceedings against you. Now, here you are back at Bendigo's as the chief. You've got to admit, where bigger camps like Tunney's are concerned, there's enough to give one serious pause.
Let's have an understanding, shall we, Mr. Peel? You're telling me we don't get your account because I don't measure up. My personal affairs don't measure up. Is that about the strength of the matter?
My dear fellow, as I said, there's nothing personal about it.
But if someone else had gone to prison for that swindle, I could have the Tunney account.
My directors might have been inclined to, look more favorably on the suggestion.
I see. But you put it to them, nevertheless.
I know my directors, Pilgrim. I'm sorry. Anything I can put your way, let me know, and I'll only be too happy.
It's very decent of you. Well, goodbye, Mr. Peel.
Goodbye, Pilgrim. Oh, by the way, we're splitting our stock 3-for-1 in a few months. Might pay you to take up some of our scrip.
Oh, I'm afraid I couldn't do that.
No?
No. I saw that one of your clerks was arrested for drunken driving the other day. I couldn't possibly own shares in your company after that. Cheerio, Mr. Peel.
Of all the nerve!
Seems I'm stuck with it. If this goes on, I'd better get out of Bendigo's before it runs down worse than it did under Palmer. Why shouldn't I clear off and make a new start on my own? Stella suggested it once. Yes, maybe she was right. And if I did, I'd get away from them both, Stella and Marcia. Why not?
We invite you to listen to further episodes of Office Wife, written by L.J. Hardy, a Donovan Joyce production.